The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 200, Old Aunt Mariah. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out the cool gift section. You'll find Mayberry deputy patches, calendars, stuff for the car, light switch covers, mouse pads, thermometers, all kinds of things Mayberry related over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 200, is Davin Lucy. All right, Davin Lucy, thank you so much for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting, and thank you all for your support. Wow, we have made it to episode number 200 of this podcast. Unbelievable. It's been 200 weeks of podcast about the Andy Griffith Show. It's hard to believe a show that's 52 years old that we can just keep finding things to talk about. And now some people that are not as big of fans as those of you who are listening may say that we really haven't found a lot extra to talk about the Andy Griffith Show, but we know better because, we're big fans. We love the show. We love what it's all about. And I don't see that we'll be stopping anytime soon. Now, I talked about previously stopping the podcast or at least changing the name of it or something after the 249th episode in respect for the Andy Griffith Show itself. And I've been talking to some other podcasters and they basically talked me out of that. So if I'm going to continue the podcast, I might as well use the name. I may end up changing it so that we call it the Andy Griffith Show Podcast, Two Chairs No Waiting. And so that way we can start using the Andy Griffith Show fan podcast at the beginning instead of at the end. So that stuff that'll be coming up later. But hey, this is episode 200 of Two Chairs No Waiting. And I tell you, it has been an absolute blessing for me. And this is the best clip I could come up with. I realize this is not exactly 200, but I don't know that there is one for 200.
I'm amazing what that 100th name can do on a petition, ain't it?
Annie, my name wasn't the 100th one. It was the very first one.
So this podcast isn't the 100th one or the 200th. It was the very first one when we started podcasting back. Wow, all that time ago back on the website, I'm not even sure. I'm going to have to look real quick. I didn't even look before the show started as when that was. That was what year and everything. That was October 11th, 2008, when I started the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. And it began with episode one, George Lindsay Interview Part 1. And you can go, you guys may not realize, there's a lot of you, a lot of people that listen, they don't really understand all the podcast idea and all that stuff, but every podcast of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, every episode is available online and you can go back and listen to those. So I definitely want to encourage you to go back, and it's really kind of fun to hear the old shows. And I ought to play a little bit of that. The original episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. I did this when we crossed the 200 mark, I probably played a little bit from episode one. So let me see if I can't play just a little bit of episode one and just listen to the difference of the start. The music's the same, but here we go with me talking and listen how scared I sound. Hello and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, episode one. My name's Alan Newsome, and I want to thank Mayberry Marching Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song.
I'm sure you all enjoyed that. You know, especially enjoyed Floyd and whoever it was Andy Gumping in the back there. But
so that really was good. The first this episode is about of the Two Chairs, No Waiting. And I encourage you to go back and listen to it. Now, the audio quality, I hope, over the, you know, several years here, heading for 4 years, has improved. But the content was good. And it's an interview with George Lindsay. I definitely want to encourage you to head back over there and check it out. And I want to thank all of you for sticking it out for 200 episodes. And hey, we'll just keep going until we run out of Mayberry to talk about. And then we'll just talk about it again because we love reruns, right? So now I've got something special for you today. And it is the, we were talking about old Aunt Mariah. Well, several years ago, I got it right here in front of me. I did, my chapter's name is Mother Figure.
Mother Figure, you be my mother figure.
So what I did was created a newsletter that I only did 4 issues of, but it was called My Sentence. You want to do My Sentence? Well, as part of My Sentence, that is actually on the website at imayberry.com. You can actually go and see some of the articles from way back then. My Sentence, the official newsletter of the Mother Figure chapter. Well, I did a story back in March 6, 1996. And what it was about was this. I can tell you about it here. It was about old Aunt Mariah. Well, we all know Ernest T. Bass. He sings Old Aunt Mariah, and we're going to hear that in just a second. But here's what I'd written back then. It says, there have been several questions lately on the internet about how you spell the great piece of Mayberry musical history, Old Aunt Mariah. There were several spellings submitted, but only one was correct spelling. So I'm going to give you what that is here on the podcast. Well, directly from the script, Mountain Wedding, which was purchased from Hoke Howell, who played Dud Wash himself. Here are the exact words to Old Aunt Mariah. It's OLDAUNTMARIA, Old Aunt Mariah, that Ernest T. Bass sang. So instead of me reading them to you, I've got it right here, but I think we ought to just let Ernest T. sing it to us. What do you think? So here we go.
Old Aunt Mariah, jump in the fire too hot, jump in the pot too black, jump in the crack too high, jump in the sky too blue, jump in canoe too shallow, jump in the tallow too soft, jump in the loft too rotten, jump in the cotton so white she stayed there all night.
And of course, right after that, Charlene says, "That's good, Ernest T." And he goes, "You want to hear eating goober peas?" Of course, I don't sound like Ernest T. at all right there. But what I'd written in My Sentence was that Howard Morris has often said that he came up with many of the songs and poems that Ernest T. performed. Be sure to read the February 21st, 1996 issue of The Bullet for a complete profile of Mr. Morris and his career. Well, so and if you don't get The Bullet, the e-bullet, the newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Real Nutrients Club, I definitely want to encourage you. Well, turns out I was looking through my issues of My Sentence, and the next issue, which was the last issue, by the way, I actually found this very interesting piece of information. So, remember, I just did this past one back in March, so here's what I found. It says, in the March issue of My Sentence, we published the words to Ernest T's classic serenade, My Sentence received several comments thanking us for the words to the song, but we got one letter that was especially good, and we would like to quote a few excerpts for you. Now, I had forgotten all about this, by the way, until I found this recently. The letter began by saying that reading the issue brought back a few memories. And it was talking about Tucker. Men are orbiting the earth, etc. When Jim Fritzell and I were writing that, when we were writing that, we never dreamed that 7 or 8 years later, when we were preparing for the picture, The Reluctant Astronaut, Don Knotts and I would be at the Houston Space Center having lunch with Wernher von Braun and some other German space scientists. And that a week later, in Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, I would be sitting in the capsule, Gemini 2, on the rocket high above the ground. Old Aunt Mariah, etc., etc., was a jump rope poem from my wife's childhood into Queen, Arkansas. I can't find the script, but I think it went Obajaya, jump in the fire. Somehow it got to be Old Aunt Mariah on the screen. If I had known that the show would live this long and that I would live this long, I would have paid better attention. All the best to you and yours, Everett Greenbaum. And I'd written this. I want to thank Mr. Greenbaum for his wonderful letter and for sharing his thoughts and the time with all of the fans that he has helped to bring such joy. Thank you from your fans. So that was, I thought, awesome. I ran across this, and it was actually, now this stuff's online too. So if you go to imabeer.com and find my sentence, if you just look around on the site map, you'll be able to find that. You'll be able to look and read through this stuff as well. But that was from Everett Greenbaum, who wrote the episode in question. And so who should know what Old Aunt Mariah really was? Well, he says it was a jump rope poem from his wife's childhood, and it was Obadiah, O-B-E-D-I-A, Obadiah, jump in the fire. Somehow it was changed to Old Aunt Mariah on the screen. I thought that was definitely something you guys would enjoy finding out about, and I thought it was a very fitting thing to talk about here on our 200th episode, because we just don't have that much stuff about 200th episodes. But boy, this was a piece of history, and what a great time to share it with all of you guys right here on the podcast. Here's a little song I think you're going to enjoy, all about Ernest T. Bass.
He was born in the Carolinas, smoking mountain hills, blowing rocks off mountain tops and drinking from the still. His name is Bass, and he's breaking glass all around the town. Sheriff came to take him in, but he just can't be found. And he saw the evidence lying on the ground. A throwing rock tied to a note, said Ernest T's in town. Howdy, howdy to you and you, it's me, it's Ernest T. You ain't seen the last of Ernest T. Bass. Ernest T had caused a scene at Mrs. Wiley's dance. He came down from Kelsey's woods looking for romance. And he locked him up in jail to see if he could find what was wrong with Ernest T, what was on his mind. Ernest T said, all I need is one thing in this world. All I need's a uniform so I can get a girl. And he said to Barney, I really should have known. Give Ernest T your uniform and he will go back home. Barney said, he's just a nut, I think I'll set him straight. And he said, he'd kill you, Barney, he's meaner than a snake. Ernest T was really proud, and as he turned around, he thanked him for the uniform and marched on out of town. Howdy, howdy to you and you, it's me, it's Ernest T. You ain't seen the last of Ernest T. Bass.
All right, Ernest T. Bass. I hope you guys have enjoyed that. That was a little song that I have a copy of that. I don't know
I
where.
I ain't talking talking. I ain't talking. The more you're asking, the more I'm balking.
So thank you, Ernest T. Thank you.
Good evening.
That's good.
Nice
That's good.
Evening, ain't it?
Oh, that is
May
good.
I have this dance? Thank you for the dance. May I have the next dance? No coffee, tea, or punch. Thank you.
Oh, that was good, Ernest T. That was good. Now, for folks that haven't been there, I wanted to encourage you to head over to ErnestTBass.com. ErnestTBass.com is the official homepage, the official like homepage of Ernest T. Bass, Howard Morris. And Howard's son, David, has been posting things over there. They even got collectibles that you can get, or, you know, products that are feature Ernest T. Bass himself. So I definitely would encourage you to go over there and visit with David and just tell him. He's asked questions over there like, what's your favorite episode? You know, what? Why does Ernest T. Bass make you laugh? There's all kinds of things that David's been trying to do throughout this summer, and I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and just enjoy some fun and laughter. They even have we have a thing over there, Ernest T. Bass Word Search, and there's also Ernest T. Bass Rock Throwing at Spaceships game, which, people old enough to remember will remember it as Asteroids is what it is. But Ernest T. thinks that he did it.
I don't chew my cabbage twice. And you ain't heard the last, Ernest T. Bass.
And we know that's true. Ernest T. always is coming back, you know, even if he's a, you know, creature-like person.
Oh, you're calling a creature!
Sorry, Ernest T. Sorry. Ernest T. is always, he's always fun. And it's fun to think about Ernest T. and to visit and to remember it. And everything's
geography boundaries: Mexico, Canada, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Kelsey's Woods, Kelsey's Creek, Kelsey's Ocean.
Easy, fast geography.
Arithmetic. Arithmetic. Two and two. Four. Wait a minute. Let me do your real hard one. Let me see. 25 and 25. 50.
Who can forget the look of Ernest T as he's stomping out on his feet as we just laugh along with everybody in the room as he counts out 50. That is just is a classic scene, and just something that's not easy to forget.
How do you do, Mrs. Wiley?
That's good there. So, and again, my chapter's name is Mother Figure.
My Mother Figure.
That's right. Mother Figure is my chapter's name. And the name of the official newsletter, of course, it hadn't been published since 1996, was My Sentence.
No hunt for wear, open and close, no credit.
And that was my sentence right there. No hunt for wear, open and close.
I want to write my sentence.
And I did write my sentence. There you go. So, folks, hey, I want to thank you for just being a part of the show, the 200th episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. I hope I brought a smile to your face listening to Ernest T. Bass and just all the honest, amazing quotes here. Let's see. I'm not even sure.
Now, if you will excuse me, I requires not to soil my vest.
So,
I want to thank my mother's figure.
Well, you're welcome, Ernest T. Bass. I appreciate it. And I want to thank all of you for being here. I hope there wasn't too many rules and you didn't get a rude.
I got a rude. I bet you ain't never got no rude.
Ernest T. Bass. And, even though, at Mrs. Wiley's.
No coffee, tea, or punch. Thank you.
There you go. So, folks, hey, Ernest T. brings a smile to my face every time I think of him, and so does everybody else on the Andy Griffith Show. And I hope that just being a part of this just gets that going in you so that you can head out after you finish listening and have a smile and share that smile with some of the other people around you. Because, hey, as Mayberry fans, there can never be too much Mayberry in the world. Isn't that true? Hey, I'd love to hear from you. You can call in and tell me about stuff. I've got several people who have called in, and we will get to those in the next week or so here, some of the calls in. But feel free to call in. And we had some suggestions for the 200th episode, and I didn't get to do those, but I appreciate all you folks who did call in. I'm going to be trying to get in touch with some of the other cast members from the Andy Griffith Show. They've offered to be interviewed, and I just got to arrange that and get out there and get it done. And we'll just keep having fun here in Mayberry as we go through. Give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by our Facebook fan page. If you hadn't been there, I definitely encourage it. It's a really cool page. you can head over there and check it out. You can drop by Two Chairs No Waiting itself and leave us a message there on any of the episodes. And show notes and all that kind of stuff will be there for you to be able to just join in and have a little bit of fun. So, folks, hey, thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight. And thank you for sharing 200 episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting with me. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Earl Mayberry podcast, episode 201. Bye, guys.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.